Story of the men on the road to Emmaus, Luke begins to pick up the pace very quickly in chapter 24 as Jesus appears before the men from Emmaus as well as his disciples, shows them his side and his hand, eats in their midst so they know that he's here. In reality, he's not a ghost. And then finally, at the very end of chapter 24, Jesus ascends to heaven after blessing them, and they all return back to Jerusalem. And there in Jerusalem, they spend their time in the temple, praising God and worshiping Him. Now you skip through the reading that we had this morning that Corky read for us, and there are all kinds of things that come from that, but I'm going to summarize them quickly. But one thing I wanted to focus on here before we do that is in Acts chapter 1, where Luke kind of recounts these final days of Jesus and the beginning of the disciples. He talks to them about this ascension as is about to happen. Jesus tells them that the kingdom is coming, and after having spent 40 days with them, they still don't understand. They're getting ready to go back and get their swords and begin the battle once again. And so Jesus simply tells them, the only one who knows what's going on here is the Father. But look at verse 8. He says, "You're going to go about telling people about me everywhere. You're going to be my witnesses, first in Jerusalem, then throughout Judea, then to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Between these two bookmarks that we have, between Herod first robing Jesus and mocking him, and chapter 12, Herod robes himself and mocks God and is killed. Between those two points, we have this crescendo that begins right here with the beginning of Acts. Luke makes it clear this is his second book in verse 1. In verse 2, Jesus and the Holy Spirit begin to instruct the disciples, and we understand that that went on during 40 days. Now you look through Scripture, and 40 days is a pretty significant time, especially at the time of Moses before he received the law. And so these 40 days are highly significant in verse 3. During that time, Jesus appeared before his disciples multiple times. He taught them further about the kingdom of God in verse 3. And then Jesus tells them to go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit. This is recounting a lot of how Luke 24 concludes in verses 4 and 5. The disciples still don't understand the kingdom. Verse 6, Jesus says that the Spirit will come with power and they will go with the good news to 1, Judea, 2, Samaria, 3, to the rest of the world. In verse 8, Jesus finally ascends to the heavens in verse 9, and these two angels appear, and the apostles then rush to Jerusalem, verses 10 and 11, and they all meet together in the upper room in Jerusalem and are constantly in prayer for the next 10 days. And so what's happening? Well, we begin with Herod's robe that he places on Jesus as he's mocking him back in chapter 23 of Luke. And we go all the way to the other end where Herod puts the robes on himself while he's talking with the people in Tyre and Sidon. He works out an agreement and he begins to speak. And here's where Josephus, a historian from that first century, gives us some details that we're not aware of at this point. Herod put on a robe, apparently, that had all kinds of reflective material on it, such as glass and pieces of metal, so that when he came out to speak, he not only spoke with a great authority, but he spoke in a way that was hard to look at him. The reflection in the sun blinded everyone in the audience, and they all began to worship him as though he were a god. And there, Luke makes it clear he was suddenly attacked by worms, and he dies. Josephus tells us in a little more detail, again, that illness that he had of being eaten from the inside out lasted 4 or 5 days, was excruciatingly painful, and he died this horrible death. And so Herod begins this section robing Jesus and mocking him. Herod concludes this section in chapter 12, robing himself and mocking God and he dies. And in between these two points, we see this incredible crescendo that begins with the cross and carries on through chapter 12. That's going to be the focus of our series here on the church on fire, beginning in Luke chapter 23 and concluding in Acts chapter 12. And so we begin this crescendo of 40 days up until Jesus' ascension, where he prepares them along with the Holy Spirit for his departure and for the things that are going to be coming when he blesses them with the Holy Spirit. And so they spend the next 10 days waiting and in prayer. And during that time, they choose Matthias. And then for that time, they spend those 10 days in prayer thinking about and praying about what? I have a feeling that if we could have listened in during those 10 days, we might find what true prayer sounds like as you're anticipating God's arrival, God's doing great things, and suddenly unleashing the power of his Holy Spirit to bring about his will in the church. Because that's exactly what begins in Acts 2 and continues on through Acts 12. Now, it's really important to understand that this whole period is involving Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, his ascension, but he doesn't depart. He's still woven throughout the story in here as the Holy Spirit begins stepping forward to make him plain and to empower the people that have this message of the good news on their hearts, and they share it with people around them. And so we have this cooperation between Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. But over all of this, over every single bit of this, beginning with Adam and Eve in the garden and continuing until Jesus comes again, we have God's unfolding plan. And you see this active work of God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Son working to bring about the purposes of God as his plan continues to unfold and continues to unfold in us here today, as the fire of his Holy Spirit continues to bring us into the glory of God. And as we share the good news, and as we depend on him to empower us, we find the good news going forth from among us to the world around us. And so that is our challenge here. For the next 12 sermons or so, we're going to be studying through these first 12 chapters of Acts as the fire begins to grow and to empower people and to change lives and to rescue sinners and to lay the groundwork for the church as we know it today.